Hello, North Carolina Democrats. Y'all, it's been quite a week, but we are kicking things off with some massive good news. Since Donald took office, Democrats have won or overperformed in 248 out of 278 key down-ballot races. That is a 90% success rate across red, purple, and blue states, and it has DC Republicans officially sweating ahead of the 2026 midterms. Folks are fed up with the economic chaos, and the momentum to flip congressional majorities is entirely on our side. But we can't take our foot off the gas now. We are officially down to the wire. Early voting and same-day registration end this Saturday, February 28th, and Tuesday's primary is right around the corner. If you or your neighbors haven't cast a ballot yet, it is officially crunch time. Inside this week's package, we're breaking down Donald's State of the Union tall tales, exposing the massive voter suppression hidden inside the SAVE Act, and calling out the courts for sitting on Leandro School funding for over 2 years. The folks trying to rig the rules are hoping you stay quiet. Let's prove them wrong. First up, the primary countdown. Y'all, the clock is officially ticking down. But the good news is, we've still got time to make our voices heard before the primary elections. Early voting is still going strong until Saturday, February 28th. And if you haven't registered yet, you can still make your plan to vote. Thanks to same-day registration, you can register to vote and cast your ballot all in one trip. Grab your photo ID, show up at your nearest early voting site, and get it done. Just remember, same-day registration is only available during early voting, so don't wait until Election Day to try to register. With Election Day happening on Tuesday, March 3rd, we've included some fresh content in this week's package to rally your timeline and make sure your friends, family, and neighbors all get out and vote. Don't leave our future up to chance. Meet the candidates who are fighting for you, check polling locations, early voting schedules, and more at ncdp.org/candidates. Now, we're turning our focus to Donald. If you tuned into the State of the Union last night, you might still be recovering. Donald just delivered the longest speech in State of the Union history, and he used every single minute of it to try to deceive and delude our country. He talked for hours about a booming economy, like the folks listening at home haven't been to a grocery store in the past month, while families here are losing access to healthcare and watching their food bills skyrocket. Donald expects us to just ignore the price tags and believe his DC script. Folks are ready for real fighters and real change in Washington that will actually keep this out-of-touch agenda in check. And we can't do it without you. If you're as fed up with the tall tales as we are, it's time to get in the fight. Help us push back by chipping in to support our 2026 campaign efforts today. You can donate at ncdp.org/donate. 2 years too late, the Leandro case. This past Sunday marked exactly 2 years since the Republican-led North Carolina Supreme Court heard arguments in the landmark Leandro case. 2 years is a long time, so let's put it in perspective. By some estimates, you could have left the courthouse that day, walked around the entire earth, and come back, only to find there was still no decision. While our teachers are digging into their own pockets to buy classroom supplies, and our public schools are starved for resources, Republican lawmakers are busy prioritizing tax handouts for massive corporations and siphoning public money into private school vouchers. Normally, the Supreme Court wraps up these decisions in about 6 months. It has been 24. In those 2 years, at least 215,000 students graduated from North Carolina schools, and as many as 20,000 students dropped out. Our kids can't hit pause on their education while politicians play games. Sign our petition today to demand the court stop stalling and finally rule in favor of Leandro funding. Visit ncdp.org/petition. Our last topic is the SAVE Act. Instead of making it easier for folks to make their voices heard, DC Republicans are pushing the SAVE Act, legislation that is a massive federal overreach. It forces new nationwide documentation rules on everyday voters, making it significantly harder to cast a ballot. Let's be real, the only thing it saves is their own grip on power. The SAVE Act's ridiculous hoops don't impact all Americans equally. Under this bill, a standard driver's license, even a compliant North Carolina real ID, wouldn't be enough for us to vote. So, who gets shut out? Married women. Roughly 69 million women don't have a birth certificate that matches their current legal name due to marriage, meaning they'd have to jump through extra hoops just to prove who they are. Everyday drivers. 86% of Americans live in states where driver's licenses do not indicate citizenship, leading to potential barriers. College students. Young voters away from home rarely have their original birth certificates or passports sitting in their dorm rooms. Rural and low-wealth neighbors. These groups are less likely to possess a U.S. passport or afford travel to government offices for documentation. And tribal citizens? Many tribal IDs don't specify a birthplace, making them totally invalid under these new rules. This isn't about fixing a problem. It's about Donald and his DC allies trying to manipulate the system and disenfranchise millions of voters who are ready to hold them accountable this November. Well, folks, that's a wrap for this week's messaging. Now it's your turn. Download the graphics below, copy our captions, and get the message out. Whether you're lighting up the group chat or sharing it on your timeline, your voice is what actually moves the needle. See y'all on the internet.